This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration aims to give full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine by early September, according to the New York Times. The newspaper says the FDA is accelerating its normal timetable to grant full approval to the two-dose vaccine as the United States undergoes a new surge of coronavirus infections and hospitalizations caused primarily by the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. The vaccine was granted emergency use authorization by the FDA last November. Pfizer developed it in collaboration with German-based BioNTech. It is one of just three COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. stockpile, along with the two-shot vaccine from Moderna and the single-dose version developed by Johnson & Johnson. The World Health Organization calls for the rollout of vaccine booster shots to be delayed to help poor countries get their hands on doses for first and second shots. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the plea on behalf of countries where few people have received their first shots.
WHO is calling for a moratorium on boosters until at least the end of September to enable at least 10% of the population of every country to be vaccinated.
The makers of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine Sputnik V promised Wednesday to resolve delivery delays this month after several South American countries complained to Russia. The delays occurred due to a production scale-up and will be fully resolved in August, Russia's direct investment fund that financially backs Sputnik V said in a statement. Vietnam will slash the duration of mandatory quarantine for foreign visitors from 2 weeks to just 7 days, its health ministry said Wednesday, as the Southeast Asian country battles its biggest COVID-19 outbreak yet. This is VOA News. Dozens were injured Wednesday when Lebanese police clashed with protesters demanding accountability for last year's Beirut port explosion, a short distance from the main event, making the tragedy's first anniversary. Scuffles in central Beirut broke out between riot police and protesters who lit a fire and tried to storm the parliament's headquarters. Demonstrators accused members of stalling a probe into the disaster. Riot police responded by firing tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannons, and urging peaceful protesters to leave. A few hundred meters away, thousands gathered to mark the first anniversary of the explosion, which killed at least 214 people. Oman Wednesday identified the Panama-flagged Asphalt Princess as the tanker involved in a hijacking, which Britain's maritime trade agency earlier said was over. The statement by Oman's Maritime Security Center was the first official confirmation of Tuesday's incident in the Arabian Sea, which maritime security sources had told Reuters involved suspected Iranian-backed forces. Iran denied any involvement. International monitors said Wednesday they would not send observers to Russia for next month's general election because of a limit on numbers imposed by Russian authorities. The director of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights said Russian authorities limited the number of observers they could send, quote, without any clear pandemic-related restrictions, and that has unfortunately made today's step unavoidable. The vote is scheduled for September 17th through 19th. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday ordered security services to provide extra protection for Belarus exiles in the country after an activist was found hanged in a Kiev park. Zelensky told the Interior Ministry and SBU Security Service to, quote, work out a clear algorithm for assessing possible risks, end quote, in order to eliminate any threat to people. The order came after a Belarusian dissident went missing and was found Tuesday hanged in a park in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. Two forestry workers were killed and another injured Wednesday in Bulgaria as they battled forest fires that have multiplied across the country this week. The two workers died after being caught in a fire that has been raging since early Wednesday, the Interior Ministry said. A new fire broke out Wednesday in Turkey near a thermal power plant that rescuers have been trying to save in the second week of deadly blazes ravaging the country, an AFP reporter at the scene said. The main opposition party in control of the local mayor's office said hydrogen tanks used to cool the plant had been empty and filled with water as a precaution.